got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for today, and it's a doozy, and it's interesting too, very interesting, if I must say so myself. Very interesting. Are you a lawbreaker? Are you a lawbreaker? Are you a lawbreaker? Amazing question, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, because we are heard around the world, and if you're out and about, busy doing whatever you're doing, because it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or early morning, late night, the next day, somewhere in the world, you can podcast the shows, but you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. And you can go home. When you get home, you can listen again. But you don't have to miss it. We made a way. We made it possible by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or, excuse me, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday already. Again. Yeehaw. It's Tuesday. And Tuesday is one of my favorite days because it's country and western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the?
Me.
What the?
Who let the dogs out?
Woo.
Amazing. 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 It's Country and Western Tuesday. You know, I was reflecting, and I was thinking about human nature and how over the last 36 years, well, Bond been in operation, my nonprofit been around for 35 years, but I started working on myself 1 year prior to that. So I've been thinking about this for a long time. And I was thinking how about human nature. And the more I learned about human nature, the more interested it becomes to me. It is to me. I did not know growing up in Alabama, oh, fun, on the plantation, it was amazing. Walking up down the road at night and seeing all the stars in the sky because we didn't have street lights, so no lights, right? So when you're walking down the road at night, you're in the dark, unless it's a moonlight night or just really dark and the stars are lighting up the sky. And so you can see by that, too, sometimes. And you would see the big dipper and all kinds of things in the sky. And we knew what they were without really having been told what they were. We knew what they were. So I was growing up in Alabama, and it just seemed like they were fine to me. What the? And it looked like, and it was, people were kind to one another. I'm sure there were conflicts somewhere, but I was young. I didn't know about it. And it wasn't until, really, it wasn't, now I knew some people were kind of mean, because I had an aunt who I thought she was pretty mean, but still didn't think about human nature being as it is. And so when I first recognized that there was something wrong with human nature or human being, human nature, in the way that they treated one another. And it was shocking because I was a teenager when I first realized it. How human beings treat one another. Because I really didn't know that. I didn't know that human beings could be as evil and nasty and mean to one another. Because it looked like we were human. And like when you're human and it had been taught all our life, everybody's life, that you were created in the image of God and that we should treat each other the way God treated each other, right? And nobody knows what that is. Well, they didn't know what I realized. But human nature, I was shocked by it. My first shock, really, of the wickedness of human beings and human nature is when I moved to Gary, Indiana. I went up there for a while, caught myself running away from home. And so I went up to Gary, Indiana, to save my parents. And I went to Edison High School for 1 year in Gary, Indiana. And when I first got there, so this had to be, let me see, 68, 67. It must have been around 67, 1967. And when I first got there, Gary, Indiana was beautiful. It really was. It was an amazing looking town. But at that time, it was predominantly white. Predominantly white. And some blacks had moved to Gary, Indiana, family, you know, oriented. Blacks. They wanted to get out of the area where the majority of the blacks lived, over like in East Chicago and places like that. And so Gary, Indiana was a thriving city because it was literally controlled by the whites. And I'm not making this up. This is real, whether you want to accept it or not. But it was pretty much white, and there was no fear in walking the streets. When you would go downtown, it was like amazing shopping, walking around, whatever, right? Beautiful home. Everybody, the homes were beautiful. It was just a beautiful city. It really was when I first moved there. And then, and so as I said, some blacks moved there. My family moved there. My parents and the family and others moved there because it was such a nice place. They had homes and stuff, and they moved there. So I went there in 1967, I believe, and I went to high school at Edison High School. And for a while, Edison High School was fun. I remember in Edison High School, I was taking this class, a mechanical drawing class. And I had no idea what mechanical drawing was. I had come from Alabama. We had no mechanical drawing class. And so I had a good friend, a white guy, and he and his family lived right across the street from Garrett, from the high school. But I had this friend there, and he was, like, really good at mechanical drawing, so he would help me. And I started to kind of figure it out a little bit. But it was fun. I had one or two, let me see, I think one or two black friends that I knew, but not a close friends. And so it was fun. And a lot of the time I would walk to school because in those days, a lot of the kids would just walk to school. And I didn't live that far from the school. So I would walk. It was fun. And then sometimes I would take the bus, and it was fun on the bus. All was well. And so around the middle of that year, before that year was up, Gary, Indiana, so we had peace. It was beautiful. You could walk the streets. You had no worries about any, like, crime and all that at all. And so you could walk the street and have fun and not think. You could go downtown. You could go to the movies. You could go to the hamburger place. And you just never thought about violence. And that's how it was growing up in Alabama, when I was in Alabama. And so in the middle of that year, I believe, they elected the first black mayor. I'm a witness to this. This is not like something that some stupid black people wrote about and they added to it or took away from it. I'm sure some people have already done that. But I was there. I was a witness. And I remember them electing the first black mayor. I think his name was Richard Hatchett or something like that. And the very next day, they elected him on a Tuesday. You know, I have election on Tuesday as the mayor of Gary, Indiana. And the very next day, Wednesday morning, all hell broke loose. The school I went to changed at the instant of at the blinking of an eye. Number one, on the bus, the blacks were fighting the whites and fighting with the Mexicans, because there were a few Mexicans. And they were fighting the whites, and they were, I mean, on the bus, I'm like, what the? And then that day at school, everything changed. It's almost like the blacks had pent-up rage for the whites, and no one knew it, I guess. I don't know. But the black kids started fighting the white kids in the hallways. And they would deliberately walk down the hall, and if white kids were coming down the hall, like, toward them, going the opposite way, the black would stand still to make sure the white would have to walk around them. It was all changed overnight. That's high school. Edison High School was never the same. And then eventually the blacks start moving into, or again, going downtown and disturbing the white businesses and things like that, and all kinds of stuff started happening. And overnight, Gary, Indiana changed from beautiful living to hood, crime. The white people decide, you know what, we're getting out of here. It looked like, I know it didn't happen overnight, but it seemed as though overnight they packed up and just left. And they went out into a suburb of Gary and they built out there. And all of the shops and the stores and everything was shut down. And it seemed as though the white people just left their home. I don't even know if they sold those houses. It looked like they just left them. Because even today, most of those houses are still abandoned homes. And they're falling apart now, you know. Everything's falling apart because of the season. But it just changed overnight. And once the white people left, the blacks started to attack each other. And crime was out of control in Gary, Indiana, where the blacks, because the white people were gone, the blacks had to start attacking one another. Because that's how anger is. The human nature is, if you can't attack the one you hate, you're going to attack the one that's around you. And it was shocking to see such a beautiful area overnight turn into dust because they had a black mayor, and for some reason, everything just changed. And things have never been the same in Gary, Indiana. And a lot of black people, those who went there to build families and things like that, they had left too. They're gone. They followed the white people over into the suburb area, new area, and settled down there for a while, but then the white people moved somewhere else. And I often wonder, why is it when white people leave and the blacks and the Mexicans, especially the blacks, when they move in, they can't build, keep it going, or add to it? It's interesting to see that. And then they say, well, it's like this because the white man left. But that's not a reason. How come you can't build and you can't keep going, just like the white man? But if he came, hell. So I want to show you a recent footage. This is our friend Big Bob sent this to us. I want to show you, and again, I'm going to show you a recent footage of Gary, Indiana. Then I have some images to show you of what it looked like at one time. So this is a recent footage of Gary, Indiana from TikTok. Watch this.
The text reads, Gary, Indiana is sitting completely abandoned. Founded in 1906, Gary was once a booming city. During the 1960s, the population started to drop as residents began losing their jobs. In 1993, the city was named the murder capital of the United States. And by 2019, over 20% of the city's family homes were reported vacant. There are now over 13,000 abandoned buildings in Gary, including over 25 schools with everything left behind. Family homes just filled with memories just left to rot. And churches. The city has now been trying to do its best to rebuild in the last few years. That was the text on the video.
That's amazing, huh? Hey, said, could I hear you well? Turn down music, Nick. Can't hear you well.
Yeah. Did it get right, Hake? I was turning it down.
Oh, okay. So when I see that, memories come of how it used to be. And I recognize those areas as though I'm there right now as I watch. And it used to be beautiful. And remember I said that it looked like the whites just left their home? They didn't sell them or take the furniture or anything. They just left. And I remember my good friend, he and his family lived across from the school. Everything was beautiful. And one day he wasn't around anymore. And so I went looking for, like, where's my friend? I went over to their house. They were gone. It's like overnight, they just left. And he didn't even get a chance to say goodbye. They were just gone. And I never did hear from him again. I'm like, what happened to that family? Where did they go? Do we need to do that over again, James? It was too loud, the whole thing. I had to force to hear you. Yes, please. Let's do it over again. I want to replay. Hopefully we can get it right this time. I want to replay this footage of a recent footage of Gary, Indiana. Turn the music down and everything. I don't know why it had to be that loud.
Mm-hmm.
Black people love loud music. But anyway, that's a different color.
So all right, here we go.
Here's the footage of Gary, Indiana from TikTok.
So Gary, Indiana is sitting almost completely abandoned, it reads. Founded in 1906, Gary was once a booming city. During the 1960s, the population started to drop as residents began losing their jobs. And in 1993, the city was named the murder capital of the United States. And by 2019, over 20% of the city's family homes were reported vacant. There are now over 13,000 abandoned buildings in Gary, including over 25 schools with everything left behind. Family homes filled with memories just left to rot. And churches. The city has now been trying to do its best to rebuild in the last few years.
They've been trying to do their best to rebuild in the last few years. They can't rebuild it because they don't have any white people there to do it for them or to show them how to do it or do it, and then the white people hiring them to help do it. They can't do it. They cannot. I want you to think about that. That was a whole city that was destroyed. I even saw a fan in one of the rooms still on. It was still turning in the top roof, the ceiling fan. It's like they just left. And over the last 30 years, give or take, maybe longer, they have not been able to build because blacks cannot build. They can only tear down. Because just think about this. If blacks had the know-how to build, to make something beautiful and make it happen, wouldn't that be a good experiment for them? To, okay, white people are gone, we're gonna make it even better. But they didn't, and they can't. And all the inner cities end up like that. And the blacks leave, those who can, and they go to the suburb where the whites are located. And then they hate the people that they follow. But I remember those areas. The last time I went to Gary, Indiana, I visited some of those sound right there, how they look right now, and I couldn't believe it. I remember when the white people left, at some point, the city started with trying to sell off the homes, and they were selling a house for $1. $1. Think about that. A whole house. But the blacks didn't buy the homes because they couldn't build it. Because one of the requirements is they'll sell you the house for $1, but you're going to have to build it up and keep it going. And because they couldn't keep it going, they couldn't pay for $1 for a house. What's wrong with human nature? I know, but I'm asking a question that I already know. What's wrong with human beings? What's wrong? We came from God. We came from God. What happened along the way? Human nature is so evil. I can't believe it. I mean, I can believe it now, but I didn't know this. And my first shock was in Gary, Indiana. But then I still didn't understand human nature until later in life. So you saw what Gary, Indiana looked like now. Here are postcard images of Gary, Indiana. And contrasted with modern day photos. Here is the first one. This is from NW. Is this NWI Times? NWI time. This is the Knights of Columbus Club Hotel. This very one.
Yeah. On the top, you see the postcard, and it says, looking east on Fifth Avenue, showing Knights of Columbus Club Hotel, Gary, Indiana, 56.
That's how I look when I live there, folks. And look at the bottom picture.
There's a busted down, like, RV. There's just, like, an empty lot.
And look at the hotel, the color gone.
It's definitely different.
It's dead. That's so downtown Gary, Indiana. It looked like a junkyard now. But the top picture is what it looked like when I lived there, when the white people were staying there.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? Here's another image.
This is Marquette Park.
Whoa!
Well, you're looking at the top here. It reads, Father Marquette statue, Marquette Park, Gary, Indiana. And I don't know who Father Marquette is, but it's all grown. No one's cut the grass in forever in the bottom picture.
They gone.
They're not even cutting the grass.
They gone.
I actually never seen that in a city.
That's the part now, down. I mean, that's what it looked like now in Gary, Indiana. But that's what it looked like when I was living there up top.
I've actually never seen a city not cut the grass.
Here's the next image of the Palace Theater. Oh, God, I remember this. The Palace Theater and Elks Club.
It reads here, Palace Theater and Elks Club, Gary, Indiana, 45, the Steel City.
Yep.
And all that's gone. It's boarded up on the bottom.
All up in downtown there.
It's boarded up. Well.
I remember the top picture. When I first moved there, it was like that, and then the white people left. Because the black mayor, once he became mayor, the black people went nuts. Here's the next one is the Downtown Gary.
Correct.
Downtown Lord Gary. Lord have mercy. The top picture is what it used to be. Look how everybody walking the streets and they ain't afraid. All dressed up walking the streets.
I noticed the cars had more color back then.
Of course. Those were manly cars. They got girly cars now. A little electric car that doesn't make any noise at all. Real light. You drive on the road, you don't feel the road at all. But that's what it used to look like. And then the bottom one is what it looked like now. There's nothing downtown. Empty buildings. You may find a barbecue stand along the way. Black barbecue stand. And then the next picture is a bathhouse Gary bathing.
It says bathhouse, the Gary Bathing Beach on Lake Michigan, Gary, Indiana.
Oh, yes.
It looks like the... villa
white. Yeah.
In the top picture. You don't even see a beach on the bottom one.
White people love first-class living. They don't like all this mass fighting and burning down stuff and carrying on like that. That's not their thing. So the top one is what it was prior to the mayor, black mayor, and now this is what it looks like now. And then the last one is, or the second to the last, oh, no, the last one, United States Post Office. I remember this.
Hold on. Here you go.
Yep. That post office ain't like that no more. It's like this on the bottom now.
Wow.
The flag gone and everything. And they got mostly black women running Gary, Indiana now. Ain't no way it's gonna change. I was gonna read something, but it's too far up. I have to bring it down when I come back. Let me take a break. 888-775-3773. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And then at 11, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV. And at noon, The American Anchor, baby. At noon Pacific time. I want to... Before I go to the callers here, just a little bit about Gary. Some of those buildings we showed you are beautiful buildings, right? And unfortunately, according to that TikTok, there are almost 13,000 abandoned buildings there in Gary, Indiana. 13,000. So why isn't that? Well, I know why. I'm about to ask a question I already know the answer to. That someone white have not gone back in there and rebuild. They can't because it's populated by mostly blacks and now Hispanics. And the blacks ain't going to let you build there. Every time you try to build something, they're going to destroy it, rob, break in, blah, blah, blah. It can't happen, so no investors want to take that risk. It's like trying to go to South Central L.A. and trying to rebuild. It ain't going to happen. Isn't it like human nature? What's wrong? I know I'm asking this question too. I already know. What's wrong with human nature, human beings, that you treat one another in this way? According to USA Today, 2019, an estimated 13,000 abandoned building in Gary, Indiana. Black mayor kind of like how the blacks went nuts with Obama. Yeah, that's for sure. Hake wrote that. So get Hake. And so what happened was, when that happened, and I was there to witness it, and I had not come from a violent like that. I've never seen it before. I really had not. I understand why the whites are afraid of the blacks. Like they don't grow up like that. Their environment is not like that. And so it's a shock to the system when you run into human beings who treat each other and others in that way. It's a shock. And so what happened was, when it all happened, I was like, I'm out of here. I'm going back to Alabama. And I had 1 year left to finish high school. And so I went back to Alabama because of that. I couldn't handle the violence. I had never seen anything like that before. I didn't know human beings treated each other in that way and others. Because even in Alabama, Sweet Home Alabama, it's country western Tucson, we were taught to treat others the way that we would like to be treated. So we were kind to one another. That didn't mean we always agreed, but we were kind to one another, whites and blacks in Alabama. And so it was a shock to my system. It was so bad, I wouldn't ride the bus home anymore from school to or from school, I would walk, even when it was like really cold. And sometimes with so much snow, we had to take our off from school for like a week or two. But even when we were able to go, I had to walk in the snow because I wouldn't get on no buses when black people fight like that. I wasn't used to that. So I went back to Alabama. And the white people head for the hills. They ran out into the suburb, and I went back to Alabama. And I'm sure the blacks who had not been accustomed to that, they left too. Because I remember when I went to Gary, Indiana, and over in Chicago, the blacks were out of control over there. And so my parents would warn me, because I didn't know, do not go over to Chicago. Chicago is like 30 minutes away or so, or maybe a little shorter. And you can easily go there and try to enjoy it, but I was told not to go because the blacks was already out of control. Black Stone Rangers and all of them, they was like out of control over there. And the blacks were afraid. So I didn't go over there. But I went back to Alabama after that happened to Gary, Indiana. I was shocked. I had never seen human violence like that. And these liberal blacks, they want you to think that Alabama was a bad place. They don't tell you that Gary, Indiana, Chicago, up north were worse. Alabama was paradise compared to the cities up north. And it was totally the reason I went back. I packed my bag and went back. My grandmother told me, I knew you were coming back. I'm like, what now? The city council, which is the governing body there in Gary, is currently led by an all-female team. A first in the city's history. That's from inside Indiana business. It is not going to get better. After all these years, it still look like that. And even worse. Michael Jackson and them and his family from Gary, Indiana, they went to Roosevelt High School. I went to Edison. Human nature is pure evil. I do a lot of counseling. I counsel with family members and others around the world. And it's amazing how family members treat each other. Not just like non-family members, family members treat each other. They don't treat each other with love. Sometimes they have a good day, they put on a front of love, but the moment you make them mad, you disagree, it's over. How come human nature is so wicked? And they have a controlled by all females now in Gary. You think things going to get better? No. Look at the female. I was thinking about the up my country right now and the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party appears to be controlled by black females and white liberal women as well, and a few beta males. And as a result, it's being controlled by women. It's out of control. It's crazy. And it's not going to get better. It can't. That's not the order. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children is the order. And the women are over the children because she's guided by the man, the husband, into how to raise the children. She cannot raise them on her own. She needs the light of the Father. So, and I remember, too, when I went, the last time I went to Gary, Indiana, I was told that the city was being controlled by black females. And at the time, they had one white man, and I think he was over the fire department or something. I don't think he's there anymore. Have you ever thought about this, folks? How evil human beings are. And all you have to do, if you want to know what heaven looked like, You got to discover the hell in yourself first. You got to see the hell. And when you see the hell, you will discover heaven. You will discover heaven. But you got to first see the hell. You got to go through hell to get to heaven. Human nature is hell. Really, nobody loved nobody. Except for those men and women who have started to work on themselves, and they stay with it, and they start to overcome, and then love comes, and then they love one another. It's crazy to me. The more I learn, the more I'm stunned at human nature. I now understand it. And I'm sure I don't understand the depths of it yet, because it goes beyond what we can imagine. 888-7753-773. Let me go to first-time call out of New York. Amjad. Amjad, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Reverend. How are you this morning?
All is well. You can call me Jesse.
All right, Jesse. First off, I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for years, and you've had such a major impact on my life. I wanted to say thank you to you for that.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. It's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. My question to you is, I have these friends that I've been reading the Bible with, and, you know, I come from a Muslim background, been interested more and more in Christianity, so we have these little Bible studies that we do together. And I've been trying to convince my friends that, talk to them about what you've been saying, that, you know, women are kind of the embodiment of evil, that Satan is her God, and she will try to bring her man closer to Satan as opposed to God. And they're just really not down with that idea. I'm very much convinced of it, but I wanted to call you and ask if you had any advice on how I can go. Is there a specific Bible verse I can go to, or how would you recommend I go about convincing them that this is in fact true? Yeah.
Well, number one, you can read the Adam and Eve story in Genesis. Everything is right there. The whole breakdown is right there. But as secondly, I want to encourage you to never, ever, ever, but never, 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 ever again, do what you want, but never, ever again try to convince anyone of the truth. You really shouldn't try to convince them of anything, but never try to convince anyone of the truth. You told them, point out Genesis to them, if they don't want it, leave them alone and let them stay in their hell, in their misery, because that's what God does. He leaves you in your hell until you want to come out and you walk in the tomb. So you're wrong for trying to convince them.
I see. I see what you mean.
Yeah. Remember when Jesus healed the people, he said, go and tell nobody. And the people went and tried to tell it anyway. Don't try to convince them. You're pointing it out, and I'll be done with that. You cannot make them believe. They don't want the truth, you can't make them believe the truth. Let them suffer and die.
I see. So in the future, Jesse, just say the truth and then stop right there, right?
Absolutely.
Don't try to convince people. Okay.
Don't argue about it. Don't try to convince. And even in saying it, let's say you say it, but they don't want to hear it. Don't say it anymore. You're not supposed to throw pearls to swines. They don't want to hear. Don't be mad at them and don't try to convince, because they have a right to stay in their hell and you have a right to come out of yours.
I see.
But do not, even your family members, your own children, your wife, your friends, no one, never try to convince anyone. Don't argue about the truth. Really, you shouldn't be arguing with another human being, period, about anything. But definitely don't argue with them about the truth.
I see, absolutely. Jesse, I got one more comment for you, if that's okay.
Yeah.
So back in the day, I kind of have a similar story to you. I was kind of a hardcore liberal Democrat, you know, voted for Hillary Clinton. I registered to vote in 2012 at the age of 18 and voted party line Democratic all the way until 2018. And in 2020, I was actually on the Great White Hope's presidential campaign. I was his regional field director. And I wanted you to know that you were instrumental in that growth process, that you made me see the truth for what it was. And, you know, I've just become a political conservative. And
that's amazing.
Yes, that's all because of you, Reverend Jesse. And I wanted to just it's a huge honor to speak with you right now. You have no idea.
And it's an honor to speak with you. But again, now that you can see, I want to encourage you to stay working on you. And because this country is going to get worse, it's not going to get better. Mm-hmm. It's going to get worse. It's already hell on earth, right? Coming through mm-hmm. human beings. That is right. Going to get worse. But because you're working on yourself and you're overcoming that fallen state, in spite of what's happening around you, you'll be fine. You'll have perfect peace in the midst of the hell.
Okay, absolutely. And I'm in the process of, you know, my mom is in Georgia. My dad is in India. I'm actually going to be traveling to see both of them so that I can tell them face to face that I forgive them.
Right on.
So I can have that peace. I've been listening to you very, very closely. Last question for you, though, Jesse, and I'll let you go because I know there's other callers. But will you ever be here on the East Coast? Because I've always wanted to come and visit you in person, but I know you operate on in California. So
absolutely. We have lots of stuff coming up now. I'm starting to travel again. And now that the Chinese virus is gone. And I hope the airplanes stop falling from the sky and all that mess. But yes, and we're going to put it on we'll put it on the website. And make sure we have your email so that whatever city I'm in, we send out an email blast about it.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Thank you so much, Jesse. I appreciate you.
You stay with it, man. Stay with it. Stay with it. And never, ever, ever, but never try at all, not one iota, to convince anyone of anything, and especially the truth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. God bless you.
You too,
Jesse,
buddy.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Yep. Bye now.
Bye. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Human nature is such that you cannot convince anyone of the truth. Only the truth can convince you of the truth. And the truth is only going to do that when you invite it in. When you invite it in, you open up so the truth can enter. Only the truth can convince you of the truth. No human being can. Jesse Peterson or anyone else. Jesse Peterson, Mama or Hake or the Anchor Baby or Joel Friday, TV, he black. Or Derek, Omi, or Billy. No one can convince you of the truth. Only the truth can do that. Let me go to a first time caller out of Ohio, Patrick. Patrick, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Mr. Peterson, it is my honor to speak with you, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You have been like, I found you on YouTube maybe 2 years ago. I've probably watched everything you've said since that point and a lot of your older videos. I love when you troll people, but the bottom line is you tell it like it is, and you opened my eyes to a bunch of new avenues, and I just wanted to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Keep doing what you're doing, because the country needs more men like you, because it's so divided, and you are the one. You are actually the one trying to pull it back together, but they just don't see that.
Right on. Well, you stay with it, Patrick. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Are you, by chance, are you black or white?
I am white, sir. 54-year-old white conservative.
Right on. You stay with it and let go of fear. And the light of God will shine through you, and you will have an impact on your world as well.
Jesse, you are a wonderful human being, and that's all I can tell you. I mean, the way that you just put it like it is, I don't know about your security detail. You might want to double or triple it, because I know that you upset a lot of people on a daily.
Wow. Amazing. Thank you, man.
You are amazing, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that, Patrick.
It was my honor to speak with you, sir.
Thank you, and thanks for calling, all right? I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. Bye now. The truth will come to those who want it. It's not going to come to you if you don't invite it. Men and women, boys and girls, there is a truth, a real truth, and it comes from above and it lives within. But you got to recognize the lie inside of you before you can know the truth. Human being, human nature is evil. Is worse than I can even express. But I'm so glad that I know now. That's the beauty of it. Because once you understand it, you can deal with it. You understand now. Without the understanding, you'd be like, what? No, I ain't no mama was so mean. My own mama would build an army against me. That's why all human beings must be born of the spirit of the Father. All who are born of the flesh must be born of the spirit. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super.
Yesterday, Fazul said the term social studies is a liberal construct to brainwash the kids.
Social studies?
Mm-hmm. It used to be called history class. As always,
Father. I had to let my chair up. Make sure I'm fine.
It looks
somebody
good to me.
Oh, so what now? Social study. I thought social study was, I used to have a social study class. And it was about.
It started way back then.
I know, but it was about studying America.
Yeah, it used to be called history class.
Yeah.
Or civics.
And what does it mean now?
It's always been about communism. It's
really?
A communist buzzword. Liberal construct. Liberals are communists. Same thing.
So to study. The social study class back in those days was about communism?
That was where they were wedging it in there. Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What? No. That makes sense.
It goes deep. As always,
thank
Father,
you.
Father bless Jesse and crew, says Fazul.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Passang Sherpa says, hey, Jesse, what if I marry a girl and find it's a man?
You stop.
Isn't it annulled?
No.
I think that it would be annulled.
That's not going to be a real marriage anyway.
What kind of? I would.
You don't have to.
I would question you.
I'm telling you.
Your judgment.
That's why you date for 7 years and you'll find out before that what it is.
Hopefully.
Amazing. Thank you.
Natalie says, hello, Jesse and Hake. Love the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for your support.
Neri says, Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amazing. That is so true. Thank you.
Adam, Jesse, you crack me up. If you can what, you can hear. Have a great day, you guys, and keep up the good work.
If you can, huh, you can hear.
What you may have heard, you may not know. But sometimes you do know.
If you can, huh, you can hear. Amazing. Thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest later, guys.
Let me take a break. When I come back, your phone calls and the rest of your super chats and some more news items. Hate news right now, not the fake news, but the hate news. I'll be back in a moment.
I have a couple of friends who have those hybrid cars.
Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
get excited or not. I'm not that excited because I don't, well, anyway, you know me and reading. But anyway, Trump is going to release the JFK files, 80,000, something like that, unredacted pages, supposedly. It's going to be a bunch of stuff we already basically knew. I don't know. That's partly why I'm not that excited, but nice. Gaza ceasefire is over. It has been redacted or whatever, or withdrawn, because Israel has been striking Hamas, or Gaza anyway. Terrible. But hey, and executive powers, the judicial activists, these activist judges, so-called, are trying to stop Trump and subvert his executive power. Ridiculous. And those not stranded astronauts, they're supposed to splash down off the coast of Florida. I heard this afternoon. So that's exciting. Hopefully they make it. I'm praying for them. If I'm pray at all, I'm praying for them, right? This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, March 18th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. It's not that hard. Just dial the number, 1-888-775-3773. I know that Skype is going away, so if you're overseas, use Skype while you have it. You're going to have to figure out another way to call in, though, okay? Because Skype is going away. Evil Microsoft, shout out. They're closing it down. They destroyed it. They bought it and ruined it. Terrible. JLP will be right back to your calls and your super chats and more great stories. But first, it's hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN says President Donald J. Trump said he plans to release, quote, approximately 80,000 pages, unquote, of unredacted files associated with the late, I don't know if he was that great, President JFK, John F. Kennedy's assassination. Speaking of the Irish, you know, yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, and he was Irish too. Now he's gone, maybe in heaven. Israel and Gaza war, or Hamas war. Gaza's fragile ceasefire shattered late last night, early Tuesday, as Israel carried out what it described as extensive strikes on Hamas targets, with Israeli Prime Minister based Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu. You guys don't think he's based? I use the term perhaps loosely. He's vowed to increasing military strength against the militant group Hamas. Defense Minister Israel Katz, K-A-T-Z, declared tonight, "We returned to fighting in Gaza." Hamas accused Israel of overturning the nearly two-month-long ceasefire agreement and putting the captives in Gaza at risk of an unknown fate. That's what they said. Israel accused Hamas of repeatedly refusing to release hostages and rejecting mediation offers. Israel's attack, they killed over 320 people and wounded hundreds more, according to Gaza's health ministry, if you believe them, which I guess I do, right? A doctor told Commie Nonsense Network at the scenes, one hospital, nothing close to anything I've ever experienced before, said one doctor to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN. And the majority of the cases she had seen, this woman, were children. And do they use the term children loosely, or are they actually just full-blown, anyone would call them children? I don't know. Israel consulted the Trump administration before those Gaza strikes. Nice. Executive powers, recent court orders trying to slow down or indefinitely blocking our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's policy blitz, that was justified by our overwhelming vote for him, have raised the specter, the ghost, that the executive branch might openly flout the federal judiciary, who are evil and doing stuff they don't have no jurisdiction over, honestly, I think, and prompted questions about how judges might respond, or if they even can. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2. Thank you.
to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. Excuse me there. Welcome to the second hour. It's Country and Western Tuesday today.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw! You can get involved by calling 888-77-53-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, are you a lawbreaker? Are you a lawbreaker? Very interesting. I can't wait. I've been getting feedback back on this already. It's interesting. Are you a lawbreaker? You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you are, like, busy doing other things. Maybe you're being deported back to El Salvador and you're being put into the prison in Salvador. So you're, like, busy being transported back. You still can be listening to the show on that iPhone or iPad Joe Biden gave you to come here. Now the phone tell you that you got to go back. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone going back home by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And ladies, we are having the Women's Forum this Thursday. I don't know if I mentioned that yesterday or not. But yes, and I mentioned it earlier because some ladies come from out of town. And they come from, even in town, they come from far off. So, yes, come hell or high water, we're going to have the Women's Forum. Oh, the Women's Forum going to happen. It's like the war going up. It's Tuesday. It's the second hour of the show today. It is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back. Oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog?
Who let the dogs out?
Amazing.
It's a spiritual battle, folks. I've been saying this for years. It has nothing to do with color. It has nothing to do with male or female. It has nothing to do with what you have or don't have. It has nothing to do with where you live or don't live. It has nothing to do with anything but the wickedness of human beings' hearts. And human beings are evil. They have no love. Human beings attack one another like wild dogs. Wild dogs. And they get a thrill from it. They roam the earth looking for whom they can attack. Human beings are no good. They have no love. zero love. You're not going to find anything good in human nature. Stop lying to yourself. I thought that was a good person, and you end up being destroyed. Now, there are those human beings who are now working on themselves and their hearts, their nature, are starting to change. So, work on yourself. You are responsible for you, and no one else is responsible for you, except you. As an adult, you're responsible for your children if you have some. And another thing I want to tell you, all the children are not our children, you dummies. Our children. We got to look out for our children. You have to look out for your own child or children. I'm not responsible for your children, and no one else is. I look at the female mothers who are crying over the children in the public school system and everywhere, and they, like, protest, and they go on TV and talk about what a brave mom I am. And my child is brave because my child spoke up at school. But they don't love their children. You know why? Because they still put them in the public schools. And they pretend to be a brave, loving mom. And they're lying. And then they cry. And when they're crying, they're lying. The president. The great white hope is amazing. What manner of man is this? Even Putin obeys him. Not just the wind and the seas, but even Putin obeys him. This president has his handful. I mean, and yet, he get his thing done like 90 going off. I have never seen a human being like this in my whole life. Remind me of Jesus. He really does. He just get it done. Even when the people chasing him and attacking like wild dogs, wild beasts. They're attacking him, calling him names and accusing him and hating him and just, he keep a smile and he keep going. He's not affected by the world. He's in it, but not affected by it. You can be the same way. Really. You can overcome the world and have control of the whole entire world. If you were to take control of your world, you could rule the world. That's so deep, I don't even know what to do with it. But you got to take control of you and your world. Trump is a perfect example of that. What manner of man is this? And his enemies, the Republicans, rhino Republicans, and the media and the Democrats, they're like, this is hell on earth, right? And the children of hell is having a fit. They're snarling and grinding and snagging teeth and turning on each other and fighting with each other, arguing with each other, fighting with each other. They want to get rid of Chuck Schumer. Like, Chuck Schumer is a big deal, right? But they want to get rid of him. They're doing what people do in hell. They bring pain upon one another. If they can't get to you, they're going to hurt the one they're with. It's so, watching what's happening right now is watching a big movie screen. And what you see in the movie is what's happening in you and your world around you. If you can't destroy the one you can't get to, you're going to destroy the one that is around you, even your own children. Even your own children, because you're evil. And evil cannot stand alone. Fox News is reporting that President Donald Trump claimed that former President Joe Biden pardons of lawmakers who served on the House Select Committee to investigate the January 6th Capitol riot, and others avoid. That little pardon that Joe Biden did is void. He's taking it out. And the reason for it, according to this report, alleging that they had been signed via an automatic pen and that Biden did not even know about them. And everybody was saying that Biden had some Alzheimer's or something. They didn't know. But some were wrong. The light was on, but nobody was home. And they were saying that during all that signing that we saw and that we did not see, apparently they have this pen. I never, until last night, and I heard about this pen. They have like this auto pen. It's signed for you. Oh, God. And they were saying, you know, they've been saying for a long time Joe Biden was a puppet. And that he wasn't even signing, right? Watch it from Truth Social Post from our News Nation. Which one is it, James? Hadera ain't going to tell me. What is it? News Nation. Watch this.
Overnight, the president upping the ante, posting that the pardons signed by President Biden are, quote, hereby declared void, vacant, and of no further force or effect because of the fact that they were done by AutoPen. In other words, Joe Biden did not sign them. He continues those on the unselect committee, referring to the House committee that investigated January 6th, should, quote, fully understand that they are subject to investigation at the highest level. The fact is that they were probably responsible for the documents that were signed on their behalf without their knowledge or consent. This claim originated from the Heritage Foundation's oversight project. They highlighted signatures from pardons that the president signed, including those for Anthony Fauci, Mark Milley, and the January 6th committee. They allege the signatures are identical, suggesting the use of an AutoPen. They contrasted those signatures with the one announcing Biden's withdrawal from the 2024 presidential race, which they say is noticeably different. The president suggested on Truth Social, quote, the person who was the real president during the Biden years was the person who controlled the auto pen.
That's amazing. Now do you believe me when I say human nature is evil? That's evil. But that's what's happening in your world or right around you. And if you're not working on yourself, you're doing it to others and they're doing it to you. You're afraid of going to hell? You're already in hell. Welcome to hell. You're afraid of dying? You're already dead. Eyes are open, barely breathing. But you're dead. You have no life. That's an example of it right there. A small example, but an example. Whoever did that, if this is true, they didn't care. They got what they wanted. And whatever impact it had on the country, it didn't even matter. They got what they wanted, if this is true. Here's what Trump first said about the claim on Friday.
Here's what President Trump first said about the claim on Friday.
Crooked Joe Biden got us into a real mess with Russia and everything else he did, frankly, but he didn't know about it, and he, generally speaking, signed it with AutoPen. So how would he know? That AutoPen is a big deal. 99% of the time I say do it, but they come up and I sign it. But you don't use AutoPen. It's number one, it's disrespectful to the office.
Human nature. Christ said, and I repeat, do not trust an angry person. An angry person is evil. An angry person is a murderer. And they will try to destroy you. They don't care. I don't care if it's flesh and blood or not flesh and blood. Trump. I mean, it just, and I told you, like, when the first time that he ran, right, and he was coming down those stairs there at his hotel, he announced that he was running for president. I'm like, what manner of man is this? He will be our next president. And he, look at what this man is doing right now. He's just all over the place. He's, like, working for us internationally and at home. And the Democrats and the right-o Republican, all those years, could do nothing. Everything was falling apart. I'm falling to pieces, yeah. I'm still alive, but I'm barely breathing. I pray to a God that I do believe in. They were doing nothing. The country was literally falling apart. Now, this man is sending the people back home. He meeting with Putin today. He met with a little guy from Ukraine. That every time he came to America, it was like he was going to the bank. I mean, and then he warned those people over there in Allahu Akbar country. Okay, I'm giving y'all a warning. If you don't stop, I'm coming. And no, they wouldn't stop. And now the war is blowing them up over the little tutu people. Remember, he told the tutu people, y'all better stop. I ain't playing. And the tutu people would not stop. I was like, okay. And he went over, he blew them away. The little tutu people like, what the? What manner of man is this? Trump is moving so fast, like the speed of light. And the Democrats and the right-o don't know. Like, he's moving too fast. I even hear some of the Democratic voters saying, he's moving too fast. He's doing, I'm like, moving too fast for whom? He's working for himself. Well, how is he moving too fast? How is that bothering you? You ain't at work. One other quick thing I want to know, what do you think about this one? So just for the Great White Hope, in case you wonder, what did Jesse think about the Great White Hope? What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obey him. Leaders from near and afar obey him. One man. They obey him. I heard that some of the person over in Europe want that Statue of Liberty thing back. So like, go sit down. You ain't get, don't be a gift giver. I mean, give it and take it away, whatever they call that. You ain't
Indian
getting,
giver.
Indian giver. You ain't getting no statue back. What the?
Business Insider. GOP congressman says Doge might be moving too fast after facing angry town hall. Like you were saying.
Too fast for whom? This man doesn't have time to play. He only has 4 years here. I'm hoping you end up with 20. Great White Hope, Netanyahu, and Putin. The dream team. You better be counting your blessing that God has given us Donald Trump. He's given us another chance. Because this country was the, I mean, did you see all those people that are coming from El Salvador? And how they've been coming here, and according to the reports, they've been raping and robbing and I guess selling women and doing all kind of stuff. They're going back now. Not all of them yet. But they're going back. That would not be happening if Donald Trump was not in office, and crime would be even worse than what you think. One quick story. What do you think about this one? Fox 2 Now. A former Houghton High School student and graduate faces two counts of property damage motivated by discrimination for allegedly spray painting racial slurs, swastikas, and threatened messages on the outside wall of Hafton High School and Roger Middle School. This is from Fox 2 Now. Patrick Salone's mother said she decided to turn her son in because it was the right thing to do. Watch this from Fox 2 Now.
We're right outside of Afton High School, where 18-year-old Patrick Salone's mother says that he was a former student here. Police say that he's now been charged with two felony counts of property damage motivated by discrimination. His mother says that she decided to turn him in to authorities because his actions are unacceptable. Police say Salone spray-painted racist messages and swastikas on Afton High School and Rogers Middle School. Now his mother is breaking her silence. She did not want to give her name and says her son was not raised this way.
He's 18, but he's very naive. This has just been a nightmare for us.
According to investigators, Salone stole cans of black spray paint from a hardware store before the first incident, and it was all caught on camera. Police say he was identified by family members and even admitted to one of them that he was responsible.
I was aware of the incident, and after review of the security footage, I realized that it was my son. So I did what I feel is the correct thing to turn him in. I don't accept his behavior.
Amazing, huh? Where's the daddy? And why didn't the daddy let the mama do this to that boy? Why did the daddy say, you know what, son? You need to drop your anger. Stop hitting your mama. I'm sorry that I ain't protecting you from her. This is your mama's spirit at work, son. But the mama turned the boy in like she's an innocent mama. But I want to know what you think about that. Can you imagine looking at the TV and seeing Patrick, your son, there? You're like, Lord, that look like my boy. I know he got a hood on, but it walk like him. I can't see his face, but I know that walk when I see it. Let me pause this news item. Is that, Lord, that's Patrick. What the? That's my baby. I'm calling the police. The mother, Sloan's mother said he joined a radicalized political group. Watch this.
Sloan remains in custody on a $25,000 bond with no court date yet scheduled. The Afton School District has since removed the graffiti, but his mother is still grappling with the impact of the hateful messages and says her family does not condone his actions.
He's become involved with a radicalized political group. And they had a march last Tuesday. He was considering marching with them. So his intent was to stir up the community, which he very well did. He is not of that belief system. And I am truly sorry for the concern and hurt that has been caused in the community.
What an evil female, huh? Well, I want to know what you think. I shouldn't have said out loud. I didn't want you to know what I thought. What an evil female. Would you want that for your mother? And why did his father allow her to do that? Why? Why? And they're holding signs, Hafton Strong. What the? No, you're not. My producer asked, would your mother have turned you in? No, my mother would have beat me. I would not have had but one time. We didn't write on walls, people build us anyway. That was like, and now they, I don't know why this is so bad when they tell the inner city kids, you can write on walls, and they call it art. They call it art when the blacks do it, but when the whites do it, They call it radicalization. And human beings are evil. There's no good in a human being. You are blind and you're crazy and you're lost if you think so. 888-773-773-888-77-Jesse. Let me go to the first time I call out of Canada. Brandon. Brandon, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, how you doing?
All is well, Brandon.
Yeah, I've been watching your show for a long time, and you definitely add to the quality of my life. Like, you're hilarious, you're entertaining. I love your viewpoints, and I'm happy to finally get a chance to call. I've been trying to get through, but haven't been able to get through until today. So,
are you happy that Canada will become part of the United States?
Definitely, most definitely, yes. I want Canada to be the first, 51st state for sure.
That's amazing.
Because we got nothing but corrupt liberal politicians over here, so
yeah,
we're all sick of that.
Yeah, absolutely, man.
I just had one question for you. What would the top three things you would do if you became president of the United States?
Amazing question. Number one, I would bring back the police. I would bring back bail bond, and I would encourage the police to lock up all the criminals and throw away the key. I would lower the taxes. I would take away the restrictions. I would get rid of all the words that divide the people and bring back the words that unite the people, like love and no such thing as racism. I would not allow these women to be taken over the government, because I know in advance that they are not created to lead but to follow. And so I would create a strong government made of men who are not afraid to stand up for what is right.
Wow. That sounds like an excellent plan there, Jesse. You ever thought of running, or?
No, I have not.
I think you would be excellent, Jesse. Excellent.
Well, I appreciate that.
Even greater than the Great White Hope, for sure.
I don't know if anyone can do it better than the Great White Hope.
Only Jesse. Only Jesse.
Amazing.
All right, thanks for letting me call in there, Jesse. Right, I'll definitely call in again, but thank you so much. I appreciate you, and keep up the amazing work.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, take care, Jesse.
Bye. Amazing. 888-77-Jesse. Let me go to Buffalo, New York, and talk to Jason. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man? Can you hear me?
All is well.
All right. Hey, my question is, how do you think Trump is doing in his first, like, I don't know how many days it's been. How do you think Trump is doing?
Amazing.
By what metric?
It's mind-blowing. It's mind-blowing to see the things he have been able to do so far in such a short period of time. Is mind-blowing.
What has he been able to do that's so mind-blowing to you?
It's been reported that he meeting with the president of Russia today and the guy from Ukraine. And look like they may be coming up with a way to end the war. The wall is going up again. Illegal aliens are being deported. Jobs are coming back.
Not true. Hold on.
The tech people are joining forces with the Great White Hope. Hold on, Jason. I'll let you speak when I come back.
All right, okay.
Hold on. 888-77-5-3-773. A quick break. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Okay, welcome back. Couple quick announcements. Number one, Women's Forum this Thursday night. It is the third Thursday of the month, ladies, believe it or not. And I honestly have to tell you, I'm not making it up. The ladies, the Women's Forums are on fire. Really. And the ladies are not giving up. They're staying with it, no matter how tough it gets. So this Thursday at 7 p.m., March 20th. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/event for more information. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. And check out the two new Punchy's Coffee Roast. They are available on JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Good. I've been getting really amazing feedback from all around the country about Punch's Coffee, and the people are loving it. And every dime that you spend to buy Punch's Coffee goes back to the nonprofit Bond, my organization, to make things work. You're helping me to help others because you have been helped. Thank you. And our merch is now available for international orders. International orders. When she's crying, she's lying. The Amazing Tar Baby and a whole bunch of mugs and t-shirts. And everything. You can get Punchy mugs to drink your coffee with. What the? Hats and everything. Sorry, international viewers. You can't get Punchy coffee over there yet. What the? Don't worry. A way will be made. Tommy like a mug. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop, all right? International viewers as well. And one other quick one. Punchy TV. Not only do we have Punchy's Coffee, we have Punchy TV. Watch this brand new episode on Punchy's TV.
What does it take to be a good man? Deep question. Deep.
First off, God-fearing, financially literate. Nice. If you don't have those things, your girl's gone.
Cooked.
Yeah, you popping out girls.
A man is like love, right? So he's like pure love. It's not soft. It's dynamic in the moment and totally sees what's going on.
Yeah. Lord. Do we know right and wrong and good and evil, and does it exist?
I'm going to ask a question with a question. What is the job of the Holy Spirit?
To reveal the truth.
The job of the Holy Spirit is to bring scripture to your remembrance.
No. The job of the Holy Spirit is to bring truth to your remembrance.
Right. And what is truth?
What?
The Bible.
What the? Black people love to be arguing over the Bible. Check out Punchy TV on YouTube at punchy.tv, P-U-N-C-H-I-E.tv, all right? And to support social media, like, follow, comment, subscribe on rumble.com. You can find the Anchor Baby on Rumble now. Rumble.com, cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King. JLP Talk on X, Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram, all right? Appreciate it. Let me go quickly back to Jason out of Buffalo, New York. Jason.
Yeah, I want to talk about the jobs, but there's other things I could like. But I want to talk about jobs. You said bring your jobs back.
Yes.
How is he bringing jobs back?
Well, there are several
companies.
There are several companies, Toyota and other companies, who have agreed to come back into this country and build factories again. Apple and a whole bunch of other companies have decided. So when they do set up shop here, and they are doing it, there will be many, many jobs available for the folks.
You know, they did that the first time, and it didn't happen. They pledged to do stuff. There was many, like, Trump lost many manufacturing jobs.
And what does Ben have to do with now?
It's the same format. He's using the same. You know, when he put the taxes, you know, when he put tariffs on China last time, he had to bail out the farmers because nobody would buy they didn't have people to buy their goods, their items and stuff.
What does then have to do with now? The jobs are coming back. The people have already told the president, and they're looking forward to coming back to America. And when it takes time, man. You don't just pick up your company over one day and go back to America, right? And so the jobs are coming back.
All right, can we talk about tariffs real quick? So, like,
but
the whole
do you agree? You can talk about Terry, but do you agree with me about these company promises to bring their business back to America already?
No, because America ain't gonna have nowhere to sell their goods to. Who is America gonna sell
grapes,
their goods to?
Grapes, everything about grapes, man. I don't even know what you're talking about. But what Toyota and all those companies who are agreeing to come back to America? Do you think they're gonna bring jobs?
It's not the fact that the company's coming back. Who is gonna buy the goods from America?
No, let's deal with that first. You mentioned about the job situation.
Do I think they're gonna come bring back jobs? No.
And why not?
Because they're not gonna make no money with American workers. It's not profitable for them to bring have American workers like that.
And so they're lying to the president when they say they wanna come back.
The president is a liar, my nigga. The president, like, they probably wouldn't want to come back. The president is a liar. He's a liar. The president is a liar. He lies a lot.
Are they lying to the president about coming back?
I wouldn't say that they lying to the president. Like, I'll say, yeah, because they would lie to him to get the tax breaks and incentives and not do what they said they were going to do, or like that plant that was in Michigan.
And how do you know that?
Because that's what they done did that many times. There was a plant in Michigan that Trump was supposed to open that never opened. That was supposed to have like all these jobs. I think there was something in Ohio too.
How do you know that they're lying to the president?
Because that's what they did last time. It's just,
how do you know that they're lying to the president? This is a brand new day.
I mean, I'm just saying.
How do you
I'm just
know
saying,
that
like, past
they're
result,
li- You're not answering my question though. How do you know that all these Apple and all these companies that has agreed to come back to America, how do you know that they're lying?
Past results dictate future actions.
No, what?
Past results. What somebody did in the past don't dictate what they're going to do in the future.
How do you know that past these results, you're not answering
no
the question, Jason. You're not answering.
That's how I know.
Jason.
That's how I know.
Jason.
That's how, what you yelling I'm a, for? If,
I need you to calm you down and answer that question.
You yelling. I didn't answer. I said no. I told you, past results dictate future
actions.
That
doesn't even make sense,
that
Jason.
That is how I know.
Jason, that's...
What do you mean?
So,
you know,
is Apple lying too?
Yeah, everybody, I'm telling you, they're lying.
Toyota is lying?
Who is going to buy the products from America?
Is Toyota lying?
Everybody lying, my nigga. Everybody is lying. Just like before, when he said he was going to do the plant, like, you remember Harley Davidson Love? You remember that? You remember, like, Harley Davidson Love and stuff like that? Who else left? Like the other, like can producer had left. The people left before. The taxes gonna increase stuff so high. People gonna go elsewhere.
And how do you
tariffs
know that?
Good
how do you know that?
Because I took economics. Because
how do
I took
you
economics.
Know that? What? You went
and
to a black
because
school,
I took
man.
Economics. I took economics. And hey, look at Kansas. Hey, look at what. Okay, before I get off the phone, before you like cut me off, before you hang up on me, look at
Jason,
Kansas model when
calm
they had
down.
Took away. What?
Calm down. Slow down.
Can I?
Slow your roll.
Look at. Look, can you look at Kansas' economic model when they did, what Kansas did? Can you look at what Kansas did? Kansas, the state of Kansas, when they cut taxes, like when they had like a low, like they had take no, they had like, it was like a zero tax rate and stuff like that.
Jason,
and they ain't bring no money into the state.
Wait. Jason, I have no idea what you're talking about, and neither do you. You need to
stop.
How you
gonna tell me I don't know what I'm talking about?
You need to stop watching that liberal news, man. All you doing
How you gonna tell me I don't know what I'm talking about?
All you
telling me what I don't know what I'm talking about?
Jason, all you doing are repeating what you heard in the liberal news.
Where did I hear that from? Where did I hear that from?
CNN and
I didn't hear it. You can't quote what I said to you from CNN.
You have no idea. You sound just like them.
I sound like them, but I'm not saying what they said. I didn't say what they said. I'm trying to explain.
Yes, you did. You're saying exactly what they said.
But that's what happened.
You're
saying exactly
what they said.
So I'm saying,
how do you feel about Trump deporting the illegal aliens back to their countries?
I guess, like, since he made deportation a crime, I can't say like it's like against the law, but like what it's gonna do to America, the good people that are being like shipped away from here, like the taking people away from their family, gonna start that stuff, is gonna bring like a resentment.
No,
the people
not,
that are
they can take their family back with them.
The people that are non-criminals that end up
Jason,
going to
how do you feel about one more time? How do you feel about the Great White Hope deporting illegal aliens back to their country?
I got a feeling it's going to be terrible for America.
How do you feel about it?
I feel like it's a bad idea. He shouldn't have did
it. So why is
it
a bad idea to deport illegal aliens back to their country? Why is that a bad idea?
It's a bad idea to deport criminals back to the country. Everybody that he deported is not a criminal.
Why is it a bad idea? Anyone that came to this country illegally is a criminal. Why is it bad to deport criminals back to their country?
All right, are you saying like that's based on what
no,
you said?
No, that was
like,
a
why
question.
Is it a bad idea? Like,
to deport illegal aliens back to their country?
Why the people that are not criminals?
Anyone that came here illegally is a criminal, Jason. They broke the law, so they're a criminal. Why is it bad to deport illegal aliens back to their country?
How am I answering this? All right, why is it a bad idea? You taking people that established here in America, they have not done no
illegal crime.
Say no criminal offense.
Alien is not an American. Illegal alien is still whatever country they came from. They're not Americans. Why is it
this is what you get to stand on. Why is it bad? It's like, first of all right, illegal alien. Why is it bad? Because they have not committited an offense,
it's an offense. It's a crime to come to the country illegally. See, I told you sound just like the liberal. Now you lost.
Nothing about the 34 charges.
Jason. One more time.
Go ahead.
Anyone that comes into our country illegal broke the law.
Okay.
And they are not American citizens. Why is it illegal to send criminals back to their country?
Because Trump got 34 charges and he didn't receive no punishment for that.
You don't have an answer
How you going to enforce one crime and not another?
Thank you, buddy. 888-77. His talking point ran out. He doesn't know what to say because he haven't heard what the liberals say you should do. What a mess! Fritz, out of Florida. Fritz, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
All is well.
Yeah, man, I just want to wish that brother well that was on the call the other.
You're right. I wish you well, too. What a mess.
I hope he's feeling his way. Yeah, but
speak up a little bit.
I want to answer the biblical question.
Are you a lawbreaker?
Yeah.
You are a lawbreaker. And why do you say yes?
Yeah, because I'm not following the order of, you know, God. And, you know, and the order of God is kind of like a law. You know, once you break it, I mean, you do suffer or whatever. So, you know, that's how I feel on that.
That's amazing. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday, man. That's interesting, though.
Yeah, but also, is dying, like, you know, when Jesus resurrected, right?
Right.
You said he, well, when he resurrected, is me dying from, you know, the false me and all the, you know, and dying from earth, is that like my resurrection, like how Jesus went through?
When you die from the false self, the ego, this illusion that you have about yourself, that's the death that Jesus did. Absolutely. There's only one death, and that is the death of the ego, the false self. All your ideas and the identities and emotions and worries and the thoughts. When you die from that, that's the only death that exists.
So that's the truth. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. So then what did happen to the body then, of Jesus' body?
His body was taken back up in heaven.
Oh, just like how our bodies are going to be, like, left on earth.
Our because body would turn back to dust, but I wouldn't cremate myself, just in case you need the body if you should go to heaven.
And no, I like my little body.
That's right. But there's only one death. There's no other death. When you leave your body, you're just leaving the body.
Yeah.
But the real you is still alive.
Okay. Okay, cool. One more thing. The silent prayer, right?
Yes.
So is there like a, like, say, like, I don't do it for, a full 5 minutes because I'm trying to get into doing it and keep being consistent, right? So sometimes, like, I could probably just do it for 3 minutes up to five, and then sometimes I'll go even longer, like 10 minutes. Does it matter the time? Should I even focus on the time?
No, don't even think about the time. You just do it. Doing it 5 minutes is better than not doing it. But then what you want to do, you stay with it, and you practice being present all day long, meaning that even when you're out and about and you want to be aware of your hands, you want to be aware opening doors and closing doors, and when you're talking to people, you want to be aware of yourself talking. And that's the same as the silent prayer as well. And then eventually when you sit and do it, the time, you'll find yourself doing it longer than 5 minutes. But you'll find yourself doing it longer than 10 minutes. You even find yourself doing it up to an hour. But don't force it. You just be aware and you just do it. And don't call it good or bad. You want to stop adding identities onto yourself. Just know, you know what, you did it 5 minutes. I wouldn't even think about that, but let's say you do. No big deal.
All right. Nice, man. I appreciate your work, man, and you and the fellas.
You're welcome, and thanks for your support, and you stay with it, all right?
Yes, sir.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Yes, sir. God bless
you
all.
You too, buddy.
Right.
Bye now. 888-77-JESSE. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super.
Michelle bought 3 coffees. Sing to the Lord.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
That's what JLP does.
Thank you, Michelle.
Someone bought a coffee. Answer to the BQ.
Are you a lawbreaker?
if this no me, how can I be a lawmaker?
Ask no, a lawbreaker, not a lawmaker.
Lawbreaker. I misread it.
Oh.
How can I be a lawbreaker if this no me?
And so are they saying yes they are or no?
It's actually not an answer. That's good. Good catch, Jesse. That's a question. That's not an answer.
Right. So
fake
I don't
news
know
from someone.
So yeah, I don't know if you're a lawbreaker or not, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Nice. Thank you for the coffee.
Yeah.
Natalie says, gotta get that goal, Jesse. This is yesterday.
Goalcode.com. Check it out. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Gold prices are going up. Oh, the gold going up. Thank you.
Jim in Alaska yesterday on punchy.tv/JLP said, great fellowship yesterday. Thank you. Meaning Sunday.
It was amazing. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Amazing fellowship. It's only for those who really want to work on themselves and overcome. It's not for those who love their misery. And I promise you, most human beings love their misery. They love their false feeling of feeling good, and they love their false feeling of feeling bad. Really, they don't want you to take that away from them, and they want to impose it on you so they can feel like they get a life, and they call it, it's death, but they call it life. Thank you. Amazing.
Cornerstone over on Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App. Blacks always siding with evil. Running girls emojis.
What's wrong with the blacks? There are some black men and women who started to wake up. They just didn't know. And then they heard the message of forgiving their mothers and their fathers. And they realized, wow, I am angry at my mother. I didn't know I needed to forgive my mom. I thought mama was God. And they go and forgive, and their life changes. And they realize they've been lied to by the so-called civil rights leaders and all that mess. And by the white liberals, they realize they've been lied to, and they're on their way. Amazing. Thank you.
KB in Ohio bought 3 coffees. Not pithy, but I'm going to do my best summarizing. Jesse, love you to death, but I'm not sure I quite understand your position about the blacks.
Love me to life, not to death. What's up?
About the blacks protecting their community in Ohio from the liberal Nazi hate groups.
What?
Those blacks who formed a militia wearing masks and carrying guns, looking out for the black kids. Trust me, I love the whites, but I never imagined how angry both sides are until I moved here to Ohio. And he's moved there from the DMV from Virginia.
Oh, okay.
And so he's saying he's not sure why you are against the blacks protecting their community from the liberal Nazis.
Because the blacks are more dangerous to one another than any Nazi on earth. Really. They are more likely to be killed, robbed, or cursed out, or beat up by another black than any other white person on earth. Now, white people are wrong for falling for the anger. You should never be angry. I agree to that for sure. That's why I'm encouraging them, too, to overcome their anger. Thank you. I appreciate that. Let me take a quick break. One more hour to go. The hate news, not the fake news, and I'll be back in a moment. Thank you all so much. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
These federal employees, they're getting reinstated by these liberal judges. usurping Trump's rightful power. What a mess. And a missing college student in the Dominican Republic, still gone, still missing. Who knows what's happened with her, this gal. Her alleged acquaintance, supposed American, by the way, and her alleged acquaintance is being held, they say, people say, but not charged at this point. I don't know. What a mess. And Trump and Putin are talking today, as you heard JLP mention, about the Ukraine war. And pray for Tracy Morgan. He's that black guy who's funny. He had some brain issue happen to him. And that was years back. And now he's kind of come back. And now he seems like he had a health issue at some game, I guess. And Harvard's doing giveaways for tuition and housing and all kinds of mess for the poor. What a mess. And there's this 14-year-old pro soccer girl. Nice. Congrats. Talented. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday. the lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. You can call in every so often, okay? Call in every so often in case a line opens up, or as you hear JLP wrapping up with another caller, all right? And overseas people, let me know if you figure out a good way to call in from overseas other than Skype, because Skype is closing down, and I want to know how to tell other people, the boomers overseas, how to call. Shout out. Anyway, I started to tell you about the executive powers being usurped by these liberal judges. Psh, what a mess. Any decision by the White House to defy these federal courts who are in defiance of Trump's rule of law, rule of executive power, lawful executive power, it would immediately implicate profound, says CNN, Commie Nonsense Network. Constitutional questions. All of a sudden they care about the Constitution. Give me a break. About the separation of powers that have kept each branch of the government in check for centuries, they say. And these liberal activist disgusting judges, shout out, have been unchecked. And now they're about to get checked, hopefully. Nice. The issue reached a fever pitch over the weekend when our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, the administration deported hundreds of alleged illegal alien gang members to El Salvador from Venezuela to America to El Salvador, despite a federal judge's order in the middle of it. And the judge had no basis for making this order that I've heard. Anyway, separately, a federal court hearing about the recent deportation of this Brown University assistant professor, Dr. Rasha Alawieh, A-L-A-W-I-E-H. It was canceled on Monday. This hearing, I guess? What a mess. Federal agents found photos of former Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah and Iran's supreme leader on her cell phone, this gal, Dr. Rasha, a source familiar with the case, told Commie Nonsense Network. So that's a mess. Those not stranded astronauts, they're supposed to return, splash down, finally supposed to return to Earth. Earth to Butch, Earth to Sunni, come in, please, come in. And so hopefully they'll splash down after like 9 months up stuck in space. But they're not stuck, they say. And so whatever, nice. In response to a judge's ruling, multiple federal agencies have reinstated terminated probationary employees and placed them on paid administrative leave. So they're paying them to do nothing. They're bringing them back in response to an evil liberal ruling, usurping Trump's rightful power. And Doge workers, so-called, interviewed by Commie Nonsense, were pleased to be getting a paycheck again, but frustrated they couldn't return to their jobs. I'm ready and raring to go. What a mess. So I don't like getting paid not to do my work, said one USDA probationary so-called worker. Well, that's nice. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
Thank you.
to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question for this week, are you a lawbreaker? Are you a lawbreaker? Is you a lawbreaker? What the? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're busy lifting weight, making breakfast, lunch, or dinner, taking your children to the public school because you're a mother that don't love your children, you don't want to stay home with them, because you'd rather be at work, feel like you're doing something great and getting ego attention. And then you find out that the schools are encouraging your kids to cut off their body part. And then you pretend to be angry, and you become an angry mom. And you go and protest, but yet you want to take your children out of school because you don't really love your children. You could be listening to the show. Isn't that amazing? No matter where you are, what you're doing, by calling the listen line on 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. It's Tuesday. It's the last hour of the show already on Tuesday. And every Tuesday is one of my favorite days, because it is Country and Western Tuesday. All my
faults, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time, because the devil's been making homes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe you take this anger from my soul, and I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see, and I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
That is amazing. That's deep. Pete from Alaska. Pete, you somehow. You should put this song out there somewhere, Pete. But do what you want. So I want to give you one quick example of human nature. Human nature is evil. Your mama, your daddy, your brother, your brother, everybody. That's why you must return to the Father. And you can only do that when you can admit you're evil and come out of your imagination, out of your thoughts. Amazing, huh? Here's an example. And you're not going to find anything good in human nature. Oh, I like to find something good in human being. You ain't gonna find nothing. You hear the women talk about, oh, let's find something good in a human being. You ain't gonna find nothing. What's up? It ain't there. It's like looking for gold coal in human nature. Gold, you can't find gold in human nature. Amazing, huh? We're Dolly Parton. Finding something good in human. You ain't gonna find it, Dolly. Is Dolly Parton still living?
Her husband died.
Oh, okay. Dolly. Dolly, Dolly, Dolly. Why do you holler? Have nobody seen your Johnny Dollar? I can't get no sleep in this noisy street. I gotta move. I gotta find me a quiet place. Dolly, Dolly, you ain't gonna find no good in anyone. She like, find good in everyone. Said Dolly Biden, Dolly's billboard. You ain't gonna find no good, Dolly. You can put a billboard up and down the world, and you ain't gonna find nothing good in human nature. What the? Watch this, and what do you think about this one? There is, I'd like your thoughts on this video of a parent showing what they do at Walmart when their kids are hungry and want a snack. Watch this from TikTok.
In the store, gotta feed them. You gotta stop, and you gotta feed them. Because one thing about me, when I'm hungry,
you gonna make sure you eat.
You gotta eat. Ain't that right? So when y'all hear y'all kids crying, just stop, just take a break, and get them a snack. It's the only way to get them to shut up. That's it. It's simple.
Y'all see, they quiet as a peep.
Ain't quiet. It's okay to take a break,
look,
y'all.
That man, he happy.
It's okay. It's better than listen to y'all kids cry. And to the people that want to see the kids, here they are.
Y'all always asking about the kids. Here they are.
I don't know if I should laugh or cry at that. Just imagine setting that example for your children. Just think about that alone. And the fact that they would do something like that and make a TikTok video of it. Unless it's a setup, maybe they went and paid for the food and they came back and did this video. But I don't know, but human nature, human beings are evil. Really, that's why you can't be angry at them. They cannot help themselves. They know not what they do. There's nothing funny about that. That's more sad than funny. Forgive them. They know not what they do. What an example that the father and the mother are setting for the children. And believe you me, the kids are going to do the same thing and even worse, because evil gets worse with each generation. What a mess, huh? Human nature is evil. And the one thing I know for sure, and without a doubt, parents don't love their children, especially the mothers. They keep them in the public schools, and then they complain about the schools. All they had to do is take them out. If they love them, they would take them out, and they were homeschool or some other private school or something. But they complain about it, pretending that they love the children, and they don't. They'll put the children in school because they don't want to be bothered with the kids. their ego gratification come from going to work, and people say, you have done a good job, while the kids suffer. I promise you, mothers do not love their children, and the fathers don't either. Well, the fathers are too weak to make the mother stay home and raise his children. Because he can't do it if you're working on himself. This is from CBS News. A viral video showing two middle school schoolers fighting in the midst of a class at J. Hugh Middle School in Carlton, California, has prompted outrage from the parents as they learn that the ordeal happened while a teacher failed to interview. This outrage, I want you to know that, is phony. It's not real at all. It's a pretense of outrage.
A violent attack between a boy and a girl.
KCLA News. Watch this.
A violent attack between a boy and a girl caught on cell phone video inside a middle school in Colton. And tonight we're learning both students have been cited. Colton police say the boy is the victim and the girl is accused of throwing a metal object at him that wasn't caught on camera. KCAL News reporter Michelle Gilley went to the campus to get some answers.
A dangerous classroom fight between a boy and a girl at J. Hugh Middle School in Colton earlier this week has some parents rethinking whether the campus is safe for their own children. Elena Tapia's 14-year-old daughter is the girl's friend and was a witness.
The boy had hit her and she blocked out. So she assisted her to walk to the office. But what I was more upset about was to know that the teacher that was in the classroom at that moment wasn't really trying to stop it until it got out of hand.
Crazy work.
Video shows the girl throwing a laptop at the boy before he slams her onto a desk and she falls on the floor. We bleep the racial slurs coming from kids in the room. The injured student is seen lying motionless and is eventually helped up to her feet.
Mason, I blame the parents. They do not love their children, and that's a phony outrage. Because if they were outraged, they would keep the kids at home and raise them. They're not mad about that at all. It's just nice to be on TV saying that. I promise you, mothers do not love their children. They're pretending. If they love them, they would stay home and erase them. But they're going to put them right back into the school and pretend that they're outraged. It's all an act. It's all a thrill. And then you're supposed to think that, that mother, love, poor mother. No, not poor mother. And girls, you need to wake up and smell the coffee if it's true. And I don't know, I wasn't there, that this gal threw a laptop or something at this boy and he's not expected to defend himself. You got another thought coming. You keep on doing that, ZR4, that's going to get you. If it's true that she threw that laptop in this country, you have a right to defend yourself. But the females have been taught that you can do whatever you want to the man, the boy. You can attack him. You can falsely accuse him. You can beat on him. You can do whatever you want. You should not be touched because you're female. Keep on smoking on that and see how far that's going to get you. Human beings are evil. Human nature is evil. And the false cry from the mothers are phony. That lady, if she loved her kids, she'd keep her at home and raise her and educate her at home or join some homeschool or something. She's not outraged. It's fake. The parents say a substance, it's called KCAL 9, by the way. The parents say a substitute teacher was assigned to the class. An outraged community activists gathered in front of the school on Thursday. Watch this.
A parent says there was a substitute teacher assigned to the class. School district officials say they can't answer questions because the students are minors and the incident is under investigation. Outraged community activists, including local pastors, met in front of the school Thursday afternoon. Rialto Unified spokesperson Saida Jaffrey said that hate speech or violence is not condoned and the safety of students is a top priority.
It is important for the community to know that quick and decisive action has been taken regarding the staff member involved. We are treating this unfortunate incident with the utmost seriousness.
Colton police say the boy and the girl involved in the fight were released to their parents. Neither one of them has been seen at school since the incident on Monday. The case has now been passed on to the juvenile division of the San Bernardino County District Attorney's Office for review.
So if it's true that the gal threw a laptop or something at him, is she going to jail? And you notice how they want to blame the teacher. The teacher's not at fault for your bad children. You can't blame the teacher. The teacher's not a social worker. And you don't need a social worker at school anyway, by the way. You can't blame the teacher. The fight was between the girl and the boy. And they come from parents that don't care about them. And if the teacher had gotten involved and tried to stop it, you would blame the teacher for that too. Anybody but the students. Human nature is evil. We must be born again. Human beings are evil. And when have you not heard young people use so-called racial slurs? That's all they do. They live with that now. And they try to act like that's a big deal. If you don't want your kids using so-called racial slurs, then don't you do it at home. When you see the children acting out, when you see bad children, you're looking right at bad parents. And so that reaction to hate speech is all an act. This so-called group out there act like they're protesting, it's an act. It's not real. They can care less. And if you're going to lock up young people for so-called hate speech, all the young people in the country will be in jail. That's the way they speak nowadays. It's all an act. It's just a thrill. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Marie, a first-time caller out of Florida. Marie, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Happy Country Wednesday, Tuesday. Yeah!
Country and Western Tuesday.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Marie. Thanks for calling.
Amazing.
Amazing.
I've been watching this show a while. My first time calling in, only because your business hours are the same as mine.
Nice.
But, right. But I can call today. I want to answer your biblical question, and I also want to get something off my chest.
Is it true when she's crying, she's lying?
Okay, that's not the biblical question, but yes. And I said that about the girl who hit the other girl with the baton. That's exactly what I put in a comment under a video. I said, is she lying? She crying. Crying, she lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. The biblical question, are you a lawbreaker?
Okay, I'm going to answer at face value. No, I am a law-abiding citizen.
Amazing. Thank you for that. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Amazing.
All right. All right. So I would like to mention something to you. Maybe you can give a little direction on it.
Okay.
So I grew up in a two-parent household. My parents were married. My mother ended up, for the latter part of my growing up, she ended up being the breadwinner. My father was gainfully employed for quite a while, but he had some like legal troubles, and that impacted his ability to keep working. I grew resentment because I saw my mom working all the time, and he was at home all the time on the computer playing solitaire, talking to his buddies and stuff on the phone. So that coupled with my mom and listening to her complain, I grew a resentment for him, which I later let go. You know, I later let that go. But I looked at her like a perfect person until the shoe dropped, right? Because I recently told my mother that she radicalized me, and she fought me to death about that. But she's kind of like a pro-Black person. And I used to be just like her in that way. And what I mean by she radicalized me is by growing me up with this idea that white people are oppressors. There's this hidden boogeyman around every opportunity you try to take that's going to sabotage you. And this pro-Black everything about Africa, which is so stupid to me, because why doesn't she live in Africa? I mean, if you are going to, you know, try to instill this pro-Africa thing, why are we here in the West? So anyway, so she raised me with that kind of a mindset, which then in turn led me to become an activist, right? Which used to be keyword, but I had become an activist and got involved in groups and stuff that were pro-Black. I never got into the BLM thing. I knew that was a scam up front. But I did get into some other groups that were trying to put some action together for the Black community. And I was so, I was treated poorly in those groups, right? And I realized, what is it, you know, what am I fighting for? That's what I started to think, because there was a lot of inner fighting and a lot of people doing each other wrong within those activist groups that I was a part of.
Of course.
So I felt like, exactly. I felt like I'm fighting for nothing at this point. On my own, I grew out of that pro-Black thing. And I don't even like to consider myself Black because of the connotation to it. Even if you just look it up in the dictionary, it has a negative connotation to it. But anyways, I am not a part of the Black community anymore. I removed myself. I'm just an individual, period, right? That's how I view myself. And this is when my mom and I started to have issues, because I was no longer her, you know, her minion that she can call, and we can go on for hours talking about the plight of the Black community. And I started to challenge her on her very beliefs. And when I told her she radicalized me, she fought me down. I'm conservative now, whereas I used to be on the other end of the spectrum.
And because she's telling you a question for me is what now?
Because oh, sorry.
What now?
Okay. I know I'm going on. Well, basically, that's it. I'm at the end of it right now.
Okay.
My question to you is, we're at the point now where I'm like the only conservative in the family. And my mom and I are still close to some extent, although I keep my distance. She sends me stuff about her perspective all the time. How do you think I go about dealing with her, although we have this stark difference in our political and racial view?
Have you forgiven her for what she's done to you?
I have, but I know you recommend this. I haven't yet, like, done it to her face or anything.
And then, so you have not forgiven her. Why haven't you gone to her and forgiven her for what she's done to you?
Because she doesn't feel like she's done anything to me.
Does she need to feel like that? You know the truth.
Oh yeah, I know like the truth of the matter. Absolutely.
So then why haven't you gone to her and forgiven her?
I will. And to answer your question on why I haven't, I just started watching, hearing you talk about that, like advising people to go and forgive their parents. And so I will.
And have you gone and forgiven your father?
Yes.
You went to your father?
Yes, I did. I did. My father, I did, because, you know, she kind of turned me against him to some extent for a while. So
and what
I
did.
What did
you say to your father?
I told my dad, I said, first I asked him, why didn't you protect me from her? right, with her strong racial views. He didn't know how to answer that. And then I told him, I said, look, I forgive you, okay, for not protecting me from her.
And why have you done that with her?
Because her and I, the thing is, my father at least knows the error of my mom's ways. She doesn't, so it's kind of a strange thing to just be like, okay.
She does know that. Why haven't you gone to your mother? You know why. You're not telling me why you haven't gone to her. Why not?
Okay. Honestly, let me see. I don't really know why haven't I forgiven her? Why haven't I gone to her?
You're afraid of her.
To forgive her. Not anymore.
You are afraid of her. That's why you haven't gone to her. You're still afraid of her. Because if you were not afraid, you would have gone to her.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so you're saying it's the fear.
What do you say?
I think for a long time it was that. And now it's like we debate and I just leave her alone. You know, I just keep a distance from her.
But she's still controlling you.
But you're right.
She still controls you. She can make you listen to her mess anytime she wants to. You're afraid to forgive her. So she will always control you and you will always have the fear until you face the fear by facing her.
Well, the thing about the fear is, after we get off this call, I have no problem, and I'll call you back to update you. Calling her and forgiving her, it's not really a fair thing for me.
FaceTime with her. Don't call her. FaceTime with her.
I'm going to see her in person today. I have to bring some eggs to her house.
Okay.
I'm going to see her in person. I will do it today.
All right. Let me know how it goes. And then do the silent prayer, and everything will work out. It will just work for you on your behalf. It would change everything.
All right. So basically just forgive her.
Yeah.
And
Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. You turned me away from my father. You were this, you that. You still impose on me. I'm wrong for resenting you. I know you can't help yourself.
I know you can't help yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why you lie? Right. Why you lie?
You know the reason? Because I know she's got, that's her reaction that I'm doing.
What do you mean?
But anyways, I'm going to see. Well, the statement of, I know you can't help yourself, for a mature person, we can understand what that means. But for the kind of relationship that we have, she would take that as me being facetious.
And do you care about that?
No.
Yes, you do.
I'm still going to do it today.
All right. Let me know how it goes.
Word for word.
And don't worry about it. If she scoff at you, that's on her. You forgive her. Right. Don't ask for forgiveness. You forgive her.
Okay.
And do you know that she, what she's done and is doing, that she can't help herself?
Yes, I do.
Then why don't you forgive her then?
Oh, I will. I'm going to do it today.
Why haven't you forgiven her? Why haven't you done that?
Yeah, again, being honest, you introduced me to that mindset. I had never thought like that. I have always thought that forgiveness is something that we can do. If a person passes away, people can still hold resentment for that person, but you have to forgive that person to let them go. They're not here anymore to say it to them. But I always look at forgiveness as something that you do on the inside. So I don't actually resent her anymore.
Forgiveness is apologizing that you hate the person, you're angry at the person, what they've done. But let me know how it goes, because of time, I gotta take a break. Let me know, okay?
Okay, I definitely will. I'll call back. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. The treasure chest is now open on DLive. I'll be back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Country and Western Tuesday. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake Report. He's one white man that's not afraid of the blacks, or anyone really, but especially blacks. At 9 a.m., from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. Are you still afraid of women?
Wow, and then the camera just goes right at me to see my face. No. I'm like your caller.
I know.
Shout out. Now I'm blushing. I'm about as red as your shirt. No, of course not.
When she's crying,
she's lying.
She's lying.
It's hot
in here.
Not to me, it's cold. But for some reason, that question, you got hot. You are blushing and everything. You can't even sit comfortably right now. All eyes around the world are on you.
Whose arms are bigger? Hakes or little Jesse's there?
Little Jesse?
Jesse's?
Mm-hmm.
You can see a little definition.
Where?
Right there. At an angle.
Well, Jesse doesn't have to do that.
Little Jesse doesn't have to do that. It's
right.
True.
Anyway, the Hake Report coming up at the top of this hour from 9 to 11. And after the Hake Report, Joel Friday TV, he black, at 11 a.m. And after Joel Friday TV, excuse me, the American Anchor Baby on Rumble. Check him out. Go over to Rumble. He's on fire. And ladies, the women's forum this Thursday. Excuse me. The ladies' forum this Thursday at 7 p.m. Check it out, rebuildingtheman.com/event. Let me go to Philip, a first-time caller out of Missouri. Philip, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Philip.
Country and Western Tuesdays.
That's man. Right.
I like it. I like it.
Thank you.
Amazing. Amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah, this is my first time calling into you, Jesse. I've been a huge fan, and I really like what you're doing. I like that you're trying to unite the black and white race, bro. I really like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And also, I wanna congratulate you on the amount of patience that you have. Okay, I really admire that. I'm 54 years old, by the way.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, you said you got a biblical question for me. I mean, no, the question of the day for me.
The biblical question is, are you a lawbreaker?
I am not.
And why do you say you're not?
Well, I'm not currently. I mean, I've broken the law in the past, so right. I can't lie about that. But you asked the question, what am I doing currently?
Right.
Yeah. So currently, I'm not a lawbreaking citizen, but I have broke the law in the past.
Right on. But you're not a lawbreaker now.
No.
Amazing. Is it true? Okay, thank you for responding to that, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Is it true when she's crying, she's lying?
When she's crying, she's lying. I'm going to say yes.
And why you say yes to that?
Because if you're telling the truth, there's nothing to be sad about. Okay, if you're a truthful person, if you're an honest person,
amazing.
No need to be sad. Yeah.
Thank you, Phil. I appreciate your response to the question, and I'll put my little the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Over on punchy.tv/JLP, Quartus 41, yesterday during the Punchy TV live.
Check it out.
Premiere.
Punchy.tv.
Great discussion, he says.
Amazing.
Agreed.
Thank you.
And that's Punchy TV on YouTube as well, guys.
Yeah.
Trevor bought a couple of coffees. First one, hey Jesse, question. Jesse is the first and only, hey guys, I have a question. If Jesse is the first and only person to figure out that the path to perfect peace and entering the kingdom of heaven is by forgiving their parents, which is not a natural behavior for most people, he says, what did every human who existed before do to attain perfect peace? Was mankind just in a fallen state constantly till 36 years ago when Jesse figured it out? What the?
But Jesse is not the first to figure this out, believe me. Christ figured it out first, and then there have been people along the way after him. So I'm not the first at all. Not at all. Thank you, though.
Trevor, also with a coffee. What about civilizations that have never been exposed to Christianity? If the concept of a Christian God never got to them, does that mean they never stood a chance?
Well, God is not in Christianity. Religion, God is not a part of religion at all. There's no God is not a part of that. So that's why Christianity is not working. It has not worked, ain't going to work, because it has nothing to do with God. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Trevor. And the Bible even says a lot of people who never had the law follow the law of the heart naturally.
It's in your heart. It's not in religion. It's not in Christianity. It's in the heart. Amazing. Thank you.
Resurrected Mind on X, the live stream on X, says
X.
Quotes Ecclesiasticus 10:18, pride was not made for men, nor furious anger for them that are born of women.
Thank you. Amazing.
Very nice. Yep. I like that verse.
Yeah.
Mike Merge over on Rumble, a monthly supporter.
You gotta know how to rumble.
The biblical question should be, why does America think that they got to play God for Israel?
That's not the biblical question.
And he says, well, that's what he thinks it should be.
No, the biblical question is, are you a lawbreaker? That's not the biblical question.
But thank you, Mike Merge.
Yeah, thank you, Mike.
Mary over on X asks, how do you stop thinking? When I get up in the morning, I have to think about how to start my day at work. I have to think about the tasks I need to do.
Well, you can do the practical thinking, but you don't live by that. Once you do the task, the thinking is over about that. So that's fine. But all the other thinking, if you want to be free, Mary, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to stop thinking. A no-thinking life is a perfect life. You got to stop thinking. Oh, amazing. Thank you, Mary.
And Nick on X asks, why do you want to stop people to stop thinking for themselves? Sorry, I can't read. Major red flag emoji.
The problem is people thinking for themselves are in hell, and they believe lies. is when you stop thinking for yourself, you're in heaven and you believe the truth. Amazing. Thank you.
Unit Cake reposted the X live stream. Nice. Thank you, Unit Cake.
Thank you, Unit Cake.
GA says, Gary's
econ. What did that mean?
I think they just retweeted it or shared it or posted it.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I appreciate
it. It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd never seen that before. GA says, Gary's economy has been heavily reliant on the steel industry for a long time, with U.S. Steel's Gary Works being a major employer and significant contributor to the city's development.
I remember when steel was really big in Gary and Chicago and those places. So it did have an impact, but it ain't got nothing to do with what's wrong with Gary today. Believe me. Amazing. Thank you.
It's a good thing Trump is tariffing steel.
Absolutely.
From outside. D. Dordick says, good morning, Jesse. I support you over on the X live stream.
Right on. Thank you, and thank you for your support. I appreciate it.
And please let people know that South Chicago is next, just like Gary, if people don't change.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Seeker bought a coffee. I asked ChatGPT
if
I should buy you a coffee today, and he said yes. ChatGPT is a he. Nice.
Thank you.
So here you are. Enjoy. I'll ask him again tomorrow, and the answer will surely be self-evident.
Right on. Thank you.
Dan the Man Can, three coffees. First Timothy says, for Adam was formed first, then Eve. Adam was not deceived, but the woman was deceived and became a transgressor.
Yep.
Yet she will be saved through childbearing if they continue in faith and love and holiness with self-control. What does it mean that women will be saved through childbearing?
I've never heard that.
I've read it, I've heard it, and I don't understand it either.
I never even heard it. I know that childbearing will be difficult.
Right.
But I never heard they'll be saved through it. So I can't respond because I've never heard that right now. Thank you, though.
Thank you, Dan the Man Can.
Yeah.
Chris bought a coffee. After Gary, Indiana was destroyed, they moved to Hammond and destroyed that city. I grew up 45 minutes away in Kankakee, Illinois. Pardon me if I'm butchering Kankakee or whatever. Kankakee. All the Chicago trash moved there and destroyed it, too. I love my country and I want it back.
Me
says
too.
Chris.
And you're right about that. I remember when Hammond, Indiana was a very nice city. It was very nice. But it's been destroyed as well. It's amazing to me that the blacks are known for that. And it may have started a little bit before that. I just wasn't aware, but definitely started with the Civil Rights Movement. The Civil Rights Movement, other than abortion, was the worst thing. The worst thing that ever happened to the black. There's nothing worse than the Civil Rights Movement. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone, Jesse Lee, actually speaks the truth, and Gary, Indiana is clear proof that the black community, if left to its own, to be tasked with improving or even keeping a community and a city afloat, will usually fail.
Yeah. It's so unfortunate because the blacks were not that way before the Civil Rights Movement happened. They were more independent. They took care of things. They didn't fight each other or anyone, really. They weren't cursing you out. They weren't trying to hurt you. But they're a mess now. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. Good morning, Country and Western Tuesday.
Country and Western Tuesday. Thank you.
Justin, AJLP, I was prepared for the beta shout, but not the double beta. I'm 27-year-old. Who moved back in but won't be able to call you. I work 7 days, but I decided I'll just go ahead and move. I was feeling stuck as if my life felt it paused living with my parents. Thanks for all the help. I listen every day. Whenever I get the opportunity, I will call, says Justin.
Right on. Thank you, Justin. I wish you well.
Nikki, regarding the last coffee, I guess her last coffee, if it were evil deceiving me, her master talks to her in her dreams or something like that, her dead master talks to her, she thinks. If it were evil deceiving me, I don't believe it would lead me towards peace, joy, love, and satisfaction. I'll continue praying for discernment and reflect on your advice. Thank you, Jesse.
Right on. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing.
Three coffees from Renee. Jesse, I wanted to ask.
Ask!
Is your biblical question this week regular, or is it a doozy?
It's a doozy. It's a mamma mia. Hola! It's a doozy.
Jamil bought a coffee. Thank you, Renee. Every day we see how deep and evil the world is and how deep it is in our hearts and how much we have to overcome. But on the way to overcoming, I realize the same way, there's no end to the depths of evil or the heights of heaven. You can grow with no end. I've only seen a scratch of it. Jesse and crew, thanks.
Right on. You stay with it, and thank for your support. I literally had no idea how evil human beings are. I just didn't know. I was blind. Really. And folks, if you want to know if what Jesse's saying is true or not, look at yourself. It starts with you. It starts with me. It starts with the individual. And when you see the evil hell in you, you ain't no nice person. Nice people are evil. You're going to see it in everyone, and you'll be able to deal with it perfectly. Amazing. Thank you.
Nick says, happy, Nick with two C's, happy Country Western Tuesday to everyone.
Thank you, and thank you for your support.
Greg, not Craig, three coffees with a G, right? That Jason from Buffalo was the guy talking to himself and laughing a couple weeks ago, if you remember. What the? Having conversations with those demons instead of sitting in silence. Lord, if we ever needed you.
So I asked him about breaking the law. They all broke the law to come here. He's like, well, Trump broke the law. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Sion, morning, Jesse. I really like Tracy Morgan, black guy who's having a health issue, perhaps. Hustle Man from Martin TV show. I rather like him. I rather him than that beta Kevin Hart. He just blew up. Look at little Jesse styling today from Alabama, clapping.
Amazing. Thank you, Sion. Nice. Thank you.
Nothing better than listening to Jesse on the radio in my old pickup truck heading to work on a snowy country and western Tuesday. Smiley, says Jim in Alaska on punchy.tv.
All my life. Thank you, Jim. Amazing. Have fun at work.
Shout out to the top contributors on the DLive crew. Games for Rec, Cactus Eater Bear, Coffee Talk with Sandra, Beta Legs, Kevin Webb, Greenwall, Severio Jones, Shaw Money, Grandpa Daryl, 555-555-5565, and the rest to the supporters.
Thank y'all. Amazing.
Razor Mains over on Rumble says, I think the biggest problem for black folks, among others, is they're told they are victims. If you believe you're a victim, you can convince yourself that you are correct to victimize others, he says. Great point.
100%. You're absolutely right.
Reminds me of Trump's attitude, his can-do attitude versus Jason from Buffalo's can't-do attitude.
I know. What the?
Terrible.
Thank you.
Spirit Girl 13, hello, Jesse. Words of encouragement to drop that fake nature. How can I go about my day?
You see it, go and forgive because you got it from your mother. Forgive her or your grandmother or both. Forgive her, forgive your father, and God will take it away. You can't take it away yourself. You just got to see it. And seeing it will take it away. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Thank you all. Amazing. Let me go quick into Ahmed. Ahmed. Adam. New York. Oh, man, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Jesse? Thank you for having me on, sir.
Yes, sir.
I just want to tell you, you know, somebody from New York, man, you have anybody in your audience that's from New York, please vote out Kathy Hochul. She's absolutely one of the worst New York governors that we ever had.
Yeah.
She's absolutely garbage. I can name you a bunch of stuff that she's done horrible. She's messed with the vape industry. She's banned Delta 8, Delta 9. THCA.
Are you on the speakerphone or something?
No, sir. I'm talking to you right. My phone is in my ear.
Okay, go ahead.
She's also like I've talked to people who have restaurants, and they told me that she's banned. Like people can't eat outside. You know, like you could eat outside a restaurant.
Right.
They can have outside.
Yeah.
She's banned that. She's also, like, for the correctional officers, she's having them, like, I spoke with some correctional officers. They're working, like, 36 hours, and the people that are protesting, she's telling them she's going to, like, they're peacefully protesting. She's telling them that she's going to lock them up.
Amazing.
So
let me ask, because of time, man,
yes, sir.
Are there any signs that the people are going to vote her out?
The issue is New York City. I think that's the biggest issue because that's like where half of our state is. Everybody outside of New York is like red.
If you look at where, like, Trump election,
right.
It was really Buffalo, and, like, if you look at the map, it was Buffalo and New York City that was blue. The rest of New York State was red.
So
and, even in New York City, she put up tolls in Manhattan, and then she said to limit traffic. That's so fucking stupid because New York City is a big, like, that affects businesses because you want business, you know, people to come, you know, you want a lot of traffic so businesses can get a lot of money.
Yeah.
So she's like retarded and like.
So they're not going to vote out then, huh?
I think maybe in a, I don't know, man. Maybe in a couple of years, the more she keeps bringing these shitty policies, I think more and more people are going to.
Hey, no cursing.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to curse. My bad.
Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 23, sir.
Oh, okay. Amazing. But let me say this, because of time, I appreciate, and you're right about they need to get rid. I can't even believe they keep her there. They definitely need to get rid of her. And I know it is because New York is so liberal that she's still there.
It's the city.
But hopefully, hopefully, now that the Great White Hope is there, they'll get rid of this, that woman.
I was saying, I wish Donald Trump would have ran as a New York State governor first before he ran for president.
I know what you mean, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you for having me on, and have a blessed one.
You too. Thank you. Let me go to Barbara out of Detroit. Barbara, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Jesse. How are you doing today?
All is well, Barbara.
Good, good. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Because you were just saying that mothers don't love their kids.
Right.
If they send them to school.
To public school, yeah.
So if they send them to a private school, then that's okay?
If it's a good, decent private school, they have a better chance than public school, period. But homeschool is the best way and the right way.
Yeah, but you said that an educated woman doesn't make for a good mother or wife. But if she's uneducated, how is she supposed to homeschool the kids?
Uneducated mother will homeschool children better than an educated mother because an uneducated mother is more sensible about life, whereas the educated woman is on an ego trip. She thinks she's equal to a man.
Yeah, but that didn't answer the question, though. I said, if she's uneducated, how is she supposed to teach anybody if she doesn't know anything herself?
I don't know what you mean. I just answered that. She has more common sense than the educated woman.
Yeah, but common sense is not education, though. Well, that's just life and living life.
No, that's not true.
You don't think so?
No.
Sense to be able to tell you 2 minus 2 or, you know, algebra or anything like that?
Well, a non-college woman, she's gone to high school. She already know that. I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If she's uneducated and all she know how to do is what? Are you saying all the way up until the 12th grade and then she shouldn't have any more education after the 12th grade?
Right.
Okay.
It's not good to educate women because, as I said, when you educate them, their ego go out of control. They're already out of control because they're angry, right? But it gets worse when you educate them because they literally believe that they're equal to men and they fight to be like a man and they turn against the children and everything. They don't love their children. They love their ego nature more than they do the children.
Yeah, but you also said that if a woman turns back to her father and she loves her father, then she is a good person. She can go ahead and raise her kids and she loves her kids and she loves her husband and,
yeah,
you know,
she,
all of that other stuff.
If she overcome her wicked heart by forgiving her mother and forgiving her father, then she's not going to at all be in competition with a man at all. She would know her proper place in life without even thinking about it. Do you disagree with that?
Yes, I certainly disagree with that.
And why do you disagree?
Because she's... First of all, she's probably not going to get married until she's older. Ooh. And then who's going to take the woman?
The educated woman or the non-educated woman?
Both.
What do you mean?
They still have to be a certain age before they can get married,
They have to be 18 now, I think, which is a bad rule, by the way.
Well, how old do you think they should be married?
15 and up.
What? Are you serious?
100%.
15 and up, they should be having babies, and they know everything in order to home educate. They not even graduated from high school yet.
But
so
even,
how are they going to teach the
even,
kids and homeschool the kids, and they're only 15?
Even educated women don't know anything. They're dumb as a doorknob.
You think educated women don't know anything? So you never had a female doctor or dentist or pharmacist or anything like that?
Thank God, no. My doctor is a male. My dentist is a male. Blah, blah, blah. Have you ever had a female doctor?
I only have female doctors because don't no male know anything about how to, well, I mean, there are male gynecologists, don't get me wrong, but they're just not as sensitive to a female
that
like a female
sense.
Is. What do you mean?
That doesn't make sense. You know what? I'm so out of time, the thing going to cut us off. Call me. Can you call me back on this?
I'm definitely going to call you back. I'll talk to you in the morning.
All right, Barbara. Thank you.
All right, Barbara. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye now. I'm out of time. Great call, Barbara. Thank you. I'm out of time. The Hake Report coming up now. The Hake Report. And after that, Joel Friday, Jimmy. Be black. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby on local. Rumble. Rumble. You got to know how to rumble. The American Anchor Baby on Rumble. Raven, a first time call out of Texas. Rick out of Hefner, Virginia. Another call just dropped because I am out of time. Tomorrow is Manhood Hour. Look, folks, do what you want. You can be free and you can have perfect peace right here on earth. But you got to drop the anger. You got to drop the anger. If you don't drop the anger, no peace. You got to hang it up and then live a false life or somehow or another you think you're going to get it when you die and you won't. Forgive your mothers. Forgive your fathers for not protecting you from the mother. Love your fathers. You're going to love God. Love your mother by not hating her. Drop the anger. I'm wrong for hating your mother. Being angry, I realize you can help yourself. Do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. Thank you all for your super chats and your other support. Thank you. I'll be back tomorrow. The Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Hake, H-A-K, is coming up now. You know what I mean? Hey, he is not afraid of the blacks or anyone. Take care, folks.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.